Hello everyone and welcome back to Introspection.
So today we're going to be reflecting on our visit from Catherine Hernandez, who came to visit D50 last week to talk about her novel Scarborough, as well as a reflection about the brief activity that we did following her visit. So Marie, what did you think of Catherine Hernandez? What did you think of her visit last week?
I really liked her visit because she enlightened us to a lot of her writing process, what she wanted to capture through Scarborough, and I thought that was really interesting, especially how she answered our questions.
Yeah, I also agree, because having an author there in the flesh to answer questions that we as readers have about the book is so interesting, because we as readers read a certain novel from our own perspective, which is influenced by our own biases, lived experiences, and whatnot. However, when we're able to ask the author and engage with her and ask her about what did you mean by writing this in this way. So like I asked her, for example, why did she write Laura's ending the way that she did? And the way that she explained it to me was something that I never would have thought of. Her process to making that creative decision was a very interesting process to hear about. And as a reader, that's something I never would have been cognizant about unless I asked her, the author, themselves about it.
Yeah, that was similar for me too. When I asked her how Laura and Corey died, why she didn't put it in their perspective, and how that was supposed to be capturing a certain feeling that you only get in Scarborough from the news, or like hearing news about something that's happening in Scarborough, and I thought that was really interesting.
So I also think another really interesting aspect of her visit was how she chose to engage with the audience. And one thing in particular really stood out was when she asked about our experiences as frontline workers in the field of community service. And I was able to share with her about my experience as a library volunteer with children from Scarborough, and realizing how my work really does make an impact on their lived experience as children's growing up in this community. During the time, I never really thought much of it. I thought it was just a volunteering opportunity, but speaking to Catherine about it really put it into perspective, in knowing that me giving the children autonomy to choose what books that they wanted to use, and me being able to give them that sort of power, I think is really powerful. But it wasn't something that I really thought about until Catherine invoked that sort of thought process. How about you?
Yeah, I really liked how Catherine Hernandez engaged with the audience as people who relate to her book and also kind of are engaging with the book in different ways. And I also found it interesting that when someone in our class was saying that a strength that they found of the book was that it was coming from multiple perspectives, just having that inclusive multiculturalism in the book, we all thought in our class that that was a strength of the book, but in contrary, she was saying that it was actually something that her book was being criticized for.
Yeah, that was really interesting too, because again, it brings back the point of how as readers, we see the book from one perspective, and yet the author and other audiences may engage with the book in so many other different ways.
So Emily, bringing it back to the class discussion that we had after Hernandez left, we came together as a class and then we're talking about certain terms that are similar across health, the arts, and the humanities.
So I thought it was really interesting because we were given such free rein on what to do, so it was a bit difficult to start the process. But I believe somebody brought up the term reflexivity in our group. So then we were able to go from there, and we came up with really strong terms. Some of the terms that we came up with included consent, listening, practice and theory, burden, shame, and communication. And I thought these were very interesting terms because even though they might seem separate, they all interconnect at one point or another. And we were able to tie this back not only to our experiences of healthcare, but also to the book Scarborough. And two words that really drew my attention were consent and listening, because oftentimes we feel like we have the consent of the storyteller to listen to their story when they're telling it. However, this might not always be the case because there might be external factors that might prevent them from telling the story that they really want to tell. And by us listening to that, it might just feed into the whole fake story narrative. So just because we listen to somebody's story doesn't mean that we have their consent to hear it. And I was doing some more reflection after the class, and I really thought about how, you know, listening can act as consent to listen to another person's story and gain access to their lived experience. However, we must also recognize that this isn't always the case, because when somebody speaks and we're listening, they might not be speaking on their own terms. They might be being forced to speak, for example, or their narrative might be controlled by many other outside external perspectives and factors as well, such as, you know, wanting to please people or having to live up to a certain expectation. So I feel like even though we put so much emphasis on listening, which is tied to consent, this isn't always the case. And just because we listen, it doesn't mean that we're going to have consent of the narrator to listen to their story. What did you think?
Yeah, it was really interesting to think about how these terms play out in the different fields, like in the arts, like the artist's consent to maybe have their art somewhere posted somewhere, or a musician to have their music posted somewhere or used in certain ways. And then in health, it's like informed consent in various situations and like bioethics and all that stuff. And I thought that was really interesting how this word carries different meanings in different fields, and how they can still be used in these three fields in different yet similar ways. So unfortunately, we can't discuss all of the terms since we have a limited amount of time for our podcast.
However, we really wanted to say thank you again for listening and for letting us use this space to express our thoughts. And lastly, we wanted to say that this podcast has been brought to you by students of HLTD 50, Toronto Stories of Health and Illness. We'd also like to thank our generous sponsor, Dr. Andrea Carice, for always encouraging us to do better and be great students.
So that's all for this week, and thanks for listening.